take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find the features are free there, and lots of features, including listening options, Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives. Head on over there, enjoy it all on the house at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is joining us from obscuredtruth.com, and as usual, there's a lot to discuss here tonight. Change is in the air, everybody. Washington, D.C., Barack Obama elected to change. Man, he is so progressive. And the Democrats are in charge, and they are just, you know, they're really liberal, and they're going to change things. And well, don't ask, don't tell failed to the repeal of that. It failed.
Oops.
You'd think that the liberals, so-called, would, you know, that they could get something simple through like that, that
these things, be a no-brainer. These things take time, Ian. I mean, I think they've only been working on this for like 8 years.
Yeah, they've been working on that for a long time, actually.
Well, but didn't they change the official policy like 8 years ago?
No, it's been more than that. It was during the Clinton administration. They they changed to Don't Ask, Don't Tell under Clinton. And
yeah, that was the last time it really kind of bubbled up for discussion was back then. And so then you had 8 years of George Bush, and everybody thought, well, there's no way this is going to happen now. And so now that Barack Obama was back in and the Democrats were in charge, now's the time! But 56 to 43, they did not get the 60 votes they needed to proceed to the 2011 Defense Authorization Bill, which included language to repeal the Clinton-era Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. So under the so-called progressive Barack Obama and control of the Democrats, gay people will continue to be discriminated against in the U.S. military. Not that joining the military is a great thing or anything like that. I certainly don't support the military in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's a violent agency that kills people around the world. But, you know, if it's going to be around, they should probably let the people that want to join it if they are of the homosexual persuasion. It seems like a no-brainer to me.
It seems like when you've got women doing combat operations, and you know, they do it in everything but name. They'll be sitting behind 50 cals on Humvees doing the same thing that infantry officers or infantry men are doing. So I don't see any. What's the argument?
The argument against repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Is that your question? You don't like them gays.
That's really what it's about.
We're embarrassed to be associated with them gays and our proud, proud U.S. military.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they would say to that. It's just absolutely ludicrous. Anyway,
they've always, you know, whenever you're dealing with the establishment always has some kind of, you know, reason it is that they're not going to move forward. And this is, you know, this is honestly moving forward.
This is sort of related to this topic, but I think people are realizing that this guy's a complete fraud. Did either of you guys see the town hall that Obama held yesterday?
I did not.
Did you? Well, I saw parts of it. I heard basically they only let certain people into this thing, so they don't want them getting tough questions and so forth. They got one from a guy who had just finished law school. And he's saying, you know, these are people who supported him, registered Democrats that they're going to let in there, of course. And the lawyer gets up there and says, look, I can't find a job. I have this law degree. I can't find a job anywhere. How am I ever supposed to think about getting married, buying a house, having kids? I can't even pay the interest on the loans that I borrowed in order to get the education. Then somebody who works for, who is the CFO, and we might want to play this audio once we come back from break, but a CFO of a government organization got up there and said, I am exhausted defending you and your policies. You promised this, you promised that. I mean, this is one of somebody in Obama's administration, somebody who's benefiting from the bailout fund, saying, where is it? I mean, you know, you've basically made all these empty promises and you're not delivering on any of it. So I think people
his response was,
His response was quite amusing. He says, it's out there, basically, but you just may not see it.
What's out there? The change?
The change, yeah.
It's waiting on the Republicans. You know, I wonder about this don't ask, don't tell, though. How many of those 43 that stopped it up there, you know, the Democrats, were Republicans, I guess? I mean, obviously
probably
some
most of them. I think it's a fair guess to say it was most of them.
You were blaming Barack Obama for it, but I mean, to some extent.
No, I'm blaming the Democrats. The whole idea that these people are progressive and that they're interested in changing the system and that they care about gay people. I mean, because if you look at, I mean, it's not Dale's night here tonight, but one of our co-hosts is a gay man on Friday night, Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, and he'll tell you that within the gay community, it's pretty much a pro-Democrat group of folks.
Yeah.
And they believe that it's the Democrats that care about them, and that if they just elect enough Democrats, then they'll get equal rights and representation or whatever it is that they want from the government. But here's just more proof that should make it crystal clear for anybody out there that is homosexual and is so in support of these Democrats that they're going to do something for you, and your liberty is pretty. I think they just shot you right in the face.
If this is your issue, right? And some people, you know, vote.
What's your
vote
issue?
What am I talking about?
Gay rights?
Yes. Okay. Gay rights are your issue. Who would you vote for? I mean, the Democrats.
You can't vote for anybody.
Got it through the House? Did they get it through the House?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Well, they got 60, almost, 60 senators going for it. So, I mean, who would you vote for? Would you vote for the Republicans who almost...
None of them. You don't vote
question.
For any of them.
Voting's not the answer.
Right. The voting is not going to help gay people and them getting the, you know, respect. If you want to have your rights respected, you have to support liberty. And the Democrats and the Republicans aren't going to do that. My point isn't to say boost the Republicans up because they care about you. They don't care either. I'm just pointing out the fallacy, the idea that Democrats give a damn about you. They
don't. Look, most people live where they live, and they're not going to pick up and move for the Free State Project, especially over one issue.
I didn't say move for the Free State Project.
I just don't see that you've made your point, is what I'm saying.
This is good evidence that the Democrats don't care?
No,
I mean, they have
not.
A perfect opportunity to do
not.
Something here for
no,
these people.
No, it's not.
Wait, Obama's commander-in-chief, and he can't change military policies?
I wonder about that. That is a much better question to me. What could Obama do as far as the military and that kind of thing? I think that's a better question.
I think it's just one more clear slap in the face to gay people.
It says to me that they made their attempt, they made their run at it, and it got stopped.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's all they'll get to say. That'll be their excuse, is, oh, well, we couldn't get the votes. We're so sorry.
They couldn't get cap-and-trade through either. You don't think they wanted it? You don't think they wanted that new tax on business?
Right. I see where you're coming from, Mark. Clearly, it's not an overwhelming... It's not like it was 0-100 against gay people. I understand that, but it seems like the evidence is pretty clear here that these Democrats that use gay people and their campaign contributions and their excitement and their activity to get elected, because some gay people are some of the best activists. They're out there. They're fired up. They care because they're being oppressed. They feel the oppression of the state. And, here they are just being kicked to the curb.
I don't see them being kicked to the curb. They got their issue up.
They got their issue up, and it lost.
Yeah, it
went down in flames.
And the Democrats, by and large, voted, the vast majority of them voted for it. The Republicans, the vast majority of them voted against it. To me, this just confirms whatever it is that the gay people might be thinking.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's no solidarity here. The Democrats did not vote for it. Some Democrats
voted.
Not
to a man.
Some Democrats voted for it.
Most, I would say.
Well, I don't have the numbers.
There are certainly some. You're talking about the Senate, which is a more conservative body than the House. And, obviously you're going to have some stragglers out there that are, trying to hold on to their seats in red states or whatever it is. There are conservative Democrats, and I can see why they wouldn't want to necessarily put their neck on the line. But what else are you going to do if this is your issue?
Support liberty and let go of the Democrats because they don't really care about you. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're just using you. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's KI4U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in the toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them. Years worth, right there on the front page of the website. You get the last week, and you click into the archive section, and that'll take you back to late 2006. It's all brought to you courtesy of HostGator. And you can go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. If you want to get your own website set up, you want to get some domain name registration going on, hostgator.freetalklive.com. When you enter HostGator through that link, you'll get a free month of hosting service. Go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. So, 800-259-9231. There's a little bit more detail here. We just kind of got off on this discussion during the last segment where Mark was defending the Democrats, which is an unusual thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you were defending them. Well, they got 56 votes. What
Ian,
we're talking about here.
You. You sound like you aren't making a good argument, and I'm trying to bolster your argument. I'm on your side.
Oh, well, what I was saying, Mark, maybe I haven't made it clear. I don't see what's bad about it, personally. The Democrats talk a good game about equality, and they talk a good game about caring about what gay people want. The gay people are a constituency for Democrats. They probably don't get along too well with Republicans in general. There are the log cabin Republicans. Those folks do exist. But the numbers are pretty pale in comparison, from my understanding. And so despite all the pandering to gay people and all the talk about how now's the time to repeal the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military, it doesn't succeed. They get 56 votes and it didn't go through, and that means that some of the Democrats who supposedly support gay people decided they didn't want to support them on an issue where it's the Defense Authorization Bill of 2011. And as the Hill.com points out here, under the language included in the defense bill, repeal would not be implemented until the Pentagon finishes its review of how it would affect the military. Obama, Gates, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Administrator Mike Mullen must first certify that it can be achieved consistent with the military standards of readiness, effectiveness, unit cohesion, and recruitment and retention. So it doesn't actually even repeal it. What it says is that, well, you can repeal it after you decide whether or not it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even ironclad language that says you must do this. It says that, well, you know, take a look at it, and if you think it's okay, then we think it's okay. So they wouldn't even vote for that.
Well, but this is a defense authorization bill, so who knows what else is in there?
Well, and that's just it. Normally, defense authorization bills go right on through Congress. I mean, oh, well, who would vote against the defense authorization bill? You don't want to hurt our military, do you? I mean, these are the kinds of things that normally just sail on through. And, yeah, you're right, Sam. They can certainly attach different things in there. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, we don't know what all was in there, but
I'm not going to read it.
There have been some pretty awful police state provisions in the past military authorization acts of, was it, 2006, where they basically eliminated posse comitatus. And, you know, there have been all kinds of nastiness in there. And my point is clear. My point, at least I'm hoping, is clear to those people out there that are gay, or are supportive of gay people, that they think that the Democrats are going to lead them to some level of respect or freedom, and it seems clear to me that they don't have much respect for you.
Well, what I would say to those people that are gay is, hey, look, I understand you've got issues out there that are centered around being brought to an equal level of slavery that all of us are at in this country, but instead, I think what you should be trying to do is increase the level of freedom for all of us, and all the boats will rise. I mean, really, that's the kind of freedom you want? You want the freedom to be looked at as an equal killer in the United States military? You know, leave those people alone and leave them to their stuff. Get out of there. I mean, the vast majority of Democrats supported you in this level of equality, but this isn't the kind of equality that you want, Mr. and Mrs. Gay America.
I agree
with
that statement.
Get your head out of the clouds and let's pay attention to some reality here. But I can totally see how these people would say, well, at the maximum number of it could be as few as three Democrats decided in the Senate not to vote for this. Because it's 40 to 60 right now in the Senate. So it could be as few as three Democrats. And what they can say to themselves, they can justify it in their little minds and say, well, we'll just next year we'll get those ones in line.
Oh, I know what they can say to themselves.
And, you know, you're participating in groupthink. So when you say this, those Democrats did such and such. Well, I can say whatever I want about those voluntarists. Would you like to ally yourself with every voluntarist out there?
Most of the voluntarists out there are pretty principled
what
people.
What about the guy that you were disagreeing with about being topless and, you know, that it was going to ruin the movement and being topless in downtown? He was a voluntarist, too, wasn't he?
I'm not sure about
that. Well, yeah. Somebody's
ANCAP
a voluntarist.
Man? ANCAP man?
Okay.
If somebody's a voluntarist, they're not going to support aggression. So just because they may not like people being topless in the square, they're not going to advocate force being used against them.
Right. They may understand the political aspect of getting things done, and they may not support whatever activism it is that you support. Quit. What I say to those gay people, I've said, and what I say to you is, quit participating in groupthink. And you know, this argument that you're making doesn't hold water.
Okay. Well, how is it groupthink when
you're saying these Democrats have, you know, they talk a good game about being gay and, or, you know, about supporting gay rights and blah, 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 blah. And when the vast majority of them did, in fact, support the gays in being equal in this area.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark, and you're right in that statement. But I don't think it's that's not very persuasive. I think that the Democrats and I'm saying the Democrats, I'm using those terms because they're generally thought of in certain ways. They're generally thought of that they're more
These
tolerant.
These are political parties, and they all participate in a bell curve. So, you know, in this bell curve, some of these Democrats are farther down the conservative angle. They didn't think it would benefit them in this particular time. Everybody understands politics and how it works. And they know that that these Democrats are facing big problems when re-election rolls around here very shortly. And I suspect that the gays went under the wheel for that reason.
Well, the point is, they're going to throw you under the bus because they're using you.
If it was that important of an issue for them, they would have brought it up a long time ago. I would agree with you on that. But they made their run at it. They lost, and I don't see how this is going to change anything for anybody.
Well,
particularly,
it's not going to change anything for anybody. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and I agree with you that nobody should be excited about joining the military, but I also understand why people want to feel like they're at least being treated as an equal, even if we're talking about joining a band of killers. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, home raid, not over drugs this time. We'll explain it wasn't anything violent either. Normally it's drugs, so what could it possibly be? Well, I'll tell you, and it's not contraband of any sort. Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Number's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. They are free. And they include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Jim Frechette is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Jim owns Quality Rental down in Rhode Island. If you're having an event, whether it's a party or wedding or barbecue, church gathering, Quality can serve your needs. If you're in southern New England, you can check out their website at qualityrental.com. And they're sponsoring a page on Free Talk Live, Ian, to show their support. Which is the page? I can't remember. It's off the top of my head.
That's your responsibility, my friend.
Well, I'll look it up and put it on here. This is their first day, so it's qualityrental.com. Go check out the website.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Andrew's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in to follow up after a call I gave you guys last month sometime concerning a parking ticket that I chose not to acknowledge. And then they gave me a citation for over $100, and then I wanted to see what you guys thought I should do about it.
So was the ticket originally for $100, or was it for less than that, and then it went up because you ignored it?
Yeah, it just went up because I ignored it after 2 weeks. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to see, I don't know. But last week I went up to the police department, at my local police department, and I don't know, like, it was my first kind of form of activism, if you can call it that, but I stood up to the lady at the collections office or whatever, but I went up to her and I was talking to her, asking her questions when she called my name, and I said, you know, I was like, what would happen if, you know, I chose not to pay for this ticket. And then she said, well, we could issue you a summons and then go to issue a summons with the court judge or whatever. And then I said, what if I chose not to play these games and then just chose opted out to leave? And then she just looked at me, and it was kind of weird because it was the first time I did this, and I was really nervous, but she just said, you know, we have to issue a warrant out for your arrest and everything. So I asked her, like, so you'd rather throw me in a jail cell? I mean, so you'd throw me in a jail cell for parking on the side of a street? And then it looked like she never kind of got asked that question before, and it was kind of cool, but
she probably went along.
It never has crossed her mind.
Yeah, but
she's probably used to dealing with people that are upset about getting a ticket and indignant about getting a ticket. Yeah. But no one has likely ever drawn that conclusion in front of her.
Yeah, I was so sick in there because there's an entire line in front of me full of people that are just so, like, acting so nice to him and so sorry and be like, okay, can you, you know, and I don't know, I was just really sick about it. And I was kind of giving her attitude, but anyways.
Well, that's what people do. They grovel at the feet of their master, looking for some level of relief from the pressure of the aggression that is being brought against them. And I don't blame them for that. But it is
sad. They generally get it. I mean, if you're talking about paying a parking ticket that was $5 or $10,
at the window, they're not going to really reduce it for you there.
They're not going to reduce it there. But I'm just saying, if the parking ticket was $5 or $10 and the other option is going to jail for however long that one goes to jail for refusing the summons of the court, I mean, that's a significant level of relief.
Right, but anyways, then she went on to go ahead and ask me, she's like, well, what do you decide to do? And I said, well, I guess I have to pay up to you guys, you're going to throw me in a cage. And then she, I don't know, she just got all upset. And then, so she went in the back and grabbed a receipt, you know, and then when she came back, I put, the ticket was for $104, mm-hmm. So I put $104 in ones on the table, and
nice.
She was just like, she just stared at me, and she said, like, I know this is out of, she said, you're doing this on purpose to make us upset and everything, and saying that. and then she just said, you know, you're not paying us this money. And I said, yeah, but you're on their side. I mean, you're collecting for them. And there was an entire.
Who are you paying the money to? Them.
This is nonsense. Right. They usually, what happens with all of these ticket fees and so forth is that money goes back to the state, goes in the general fund, and the police get paid a lot of times out of the general fund.
And a lot of these ticket giving agencies wouldn't be in existence if they weren't running in the black, at least to some extent. I mean, that's the people, their revenue is compared to you know, what they cost. So I'm sorry. The fact is that money absolutely does go to pay her salary. And I guess the question you'd ask somebody who's said something like that is like, oh, well, if it's not really if you don't have any concern here, then you're just going to let me go and forget it. We can forget about this. Right. And that she's not going to do that.
Right.
Anything else you want to share about your experience?
Yeah. I mean, that was about it. I mean, she was. It just kind of felt nice, like, making her count my money. Even though it was my money, I was stolen from me. I was kind of – it sucked, but it was still kind of fun watching her do that. But
yeah, it's too bad you waited because now you paid how much more? I mean, what was it originally?
Right.
30-something?
It was $10.
It was 10 originally. Wow.
Yeah, and 2 weeks later, it was 104. I mean, I was so pissed off, but I mean
– yeah, that sucks. Yep. Yeah, that's why it's tough doing activism anywhere else, because you're all alone, and up here we've had people have success in court with parking tickets, with refusing to go along with it. Mark, you had your case kicked out before you even went to trial. I went to trial, was found not guilty. I know Dale, our Friday night co-host from AnarchyInYourHead.com, he's got a trial coming up on one of them as well. So,
and you should have asked them for a court date. I mean, if you had done that, then you have a chance to go in and challenge the evidence. Chances are they didn't take
it. What if they charge you with court costs, though? Who knows what the rules are there?
Okay.
That's true. Do you know as to if you went to court, would there be additional costs? What are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I was going to take it to court, but it said that I would have to pay extra court fees. I mean, if I didn't do it, and I guess I talked to some other people around here that took cases to court, but and they fit and they lost, and they actually had to pay a lot of money. So I mean, I wasn't confident that I could win this, so I don't have the extra money to spend like that. So.
Hopefully what we'll see happen here in New Hampshire with some political success that is happening, as we've seen with a few liberty activists being being elected a couple of years ago and maybe more this year, maybe we'll see them be able to stop any sort of movement from the court system toward things like this, right? Because they've got it in other places. You're in Pennsylvania where you've got to pay court costs if you lose, that kind of thing. That's in a lot of places, and it makes it very very difficult for somebody to take something to trial or to even want to risk taking something to trial. It's not as risky here in New Hampshire. The system is that much better. It's still a terrible system, but it's that much easier. It's not as risky to go to trial. It's more worthwhile. Look, if you're going to pay anyway down the line, make them go through a trial for it in order to get the money. That's what you were basically saying, Sam, and it's possible here in New Hampshire. The court system here is strapped for cash. They're desperate. They're so bad off, they actually have to shut down one day a month and give their workers unpaid furlough days. So they're really having a tough time, and you know that there's got to be somebody within that system coming up with proposed legislation to introduce to say, well, here's what we can do to remedy this. We can just add hundreds of dollars in court costs to every single case or come up with all these extra charges and fees. And hopefully, as those things come up to the state house to be voted on, the political successes will lead us to shooting them down. And Andrew, I hope that you'll be joining us up here in New Hampshire so we can help put a stop to this madness.
I will. I mean, in a couple of years, once I get my financial situation set. But real quick, I wanted to thank you, Ian, for making that audiobook for Market for Liberty.
Yeah, glad you enjoyed it. You can get that free over at book.freekeen.com.
So, Andrew, did you get $94 worth of experience out of this parking ticket, or was this a bad idea?
I mean, it sounds like it's a bad idea because it's over $100. I mean, I could use that, like you said, to move to New Hampshire. But yeah. I don't know. It was kind of an empowering experience for me because it was my first kind of.
But you could have had it at $10 too, right? You could have had the same experience.
Well, I mean, $10. Why?
Well, he would have gone in and paid and had that same conversation with the woman for $10 instead of $104.
Gotcha.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Well, I picked on some of the Democrats earlier tonight, and we haven't mentioned this woman, the Republican who was anti-masturbation. We'll talk about it.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com. Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver. 500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade. All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale. It's simply the best colloidal silver available. And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn. An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health is only $19. Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin. 60 caps for only $12. Where? HerbalHealer.com. Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. If you want to help support this show, by the way, there is a good way to do that, a number of good ways, and one of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options are available, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more, including the amp-only podcast. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So,
I wanted to mention real quick that Quality Rentals is sponsoring the listen.freetalklive.com page.
So very good. Page.
We can go there and, you know, find all the ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
And thanks to them for it.
All right. So, 800-259-9231. Now, there was a bit of news, I guess it was last week, about this election. One of these candidates that won the primary, this Christine O'Donnell character, who's probably not so different from a number of Republicans. It's just that she opened up her mouth about a particular issue about a decade and a half ago. And it's not fair, right, to pick on somebody for something they said years ago. I'm not the same person I was in the late or mid-1990s, not even the same person I was 5 years ago. So it's not fair to pick on her because of what she said. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I've heard the name. I don't know what.
Are you talking about this witchcraft thing?
I don't know. She did mention something about Satanism, but
She said she dabbled in witchcraft.
Yeah. And
she's quite a character, this Christine.
What she said was that she was, I guess back then, she was very anti-self-pleasuring. She did not, she thought that touching oneself was a very, very bad thing. And there's been all this hubbub over it, right, that this ludicrous position of hers, that this is somehow against God and it's terrible to self-pleasure. And so she's been...
It's just, honestly, from a biblical standpoint, not a lot of backing. I mean, you generally look in the Bible for more than one instance of saying things. It will tell you many times that it's not okay to steal, it's not okay to lie, it's not okay to kill people. It'll tell you that over and over and over again. It won't tell you not to masturbate very often. Jesus makes it pretty clear that lusting is the same as having fornicated. But I think what he's trying to show there is that no man is without sin. You're not going to be without sin because this is, you know, God created you with sin or whatever. That didn't actually create you, but the sin is in the world and there's no way to be without it.
I found a post over at the Huffington Post that was fairly amusing, and I figured I'd put it out there just because it's well written, and I think it addresses the subject pretty well here. It's by Beth Armageddon. A letter to masturbating opponent Christine O'Donnell. Dear Ms. O'Donnell, I would like to give you a two-finger salute for bringing to the attention of our nation that masturbation is a sin. It seems like America is caught in a wicked hurricane, and you're all alone paddling the pink canoe of morality. 15 years ago, you bravely stated, quote, "The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery. You can't masturbate without lust." Amen, says Armageddon. We need more people like you in Washington. Your religious conviction is so strong, you can beat the bishop at his own game. And your positive, perky energy and Osmond-esque smile have caused a media frenzy, which sends a message to Washington that politicians should say goodbye to Mr. Grumpy and say hello to Mr. Happy. It's obvious. You become more in touch with yourself when you say that the statement you made in your 20s. Now, this is interesting because she came out right after all of this hubbub and this discussion. Because, again, it's really not fair to pick on somebody for something they said a decade and a half ago.
But if
it's
she
fair
said,
to ask
if she
about
said
it, it.
But if she said it a decade and a half ago, someone is saying it now. I can tell you that this was a huge issue for me at one point in my life because I was trying to be the perfect Christian.
Feeling guilty.
Right. I was into the holiness movement. I had gotten into the, you know, that aspect of Christianity. And I mean, what a terrible guilt-ridden way to live life.
So she came out, and I think it's fair to ask somebody else about something they said when they were younger. It's fair to ask, well, you said this, you still believe that. That's a fair question to ask. And then her answer, which it's not exactly quoted here, but essentially she said something to the effect of that she was very excited and passionate about her new faith, and that now her faith has matured. So she didn't really answer the question about, well, you know, do you still believe this? She didn't really address it head on.
Well,
but
head on.
But,
you know, it's...
but. It, the answer's there, right? She's matured. Her faith has matured on the issue of self-pleasuring. So it sounds like she's come in the right direction, but she's not willing to, to admit to anything like that in front of her constituents or the people she's trying to impress.
It sounds like Christine has a classic extrovert issues, which is that she thinks while talking, and so she's talked a lot in her life, and you know, your opinion changes. Mine's absolutely changed in the last decade, and this has been a decade and a half. Obviously
she's not courageous enough to come right out and say whatever her opinion is. She kind of hems around the issue.
Well, I don't know why anyone would talk about this particular thing in the first place. Well, this isn't something
she talked
about
it initially and was asked questions about it. So anyway, goes. The article goes on from Huffington Post's Beth Armageddon that now your faith has matured. My favorite part was when you added that when you go to Washington, you'll base all your decisions on the Constitution. That's a good one. I bet you diddle with jokes like that at your staff meeting. Of course, your crusade of self-discipline makes you an easy target. Most recently, your masturbation-loving critics claimed that in the past, you lived on campaign funds. Where do they get off saying this? They don't understand how easy it is for a politician to blow a wad of cash while wrestling the one-eyed monster of liberalism. But I have faith that you and your political team can overcome these accusations, squeeze off a load of brilliantly superficial television ads, and continue to bop down the campaign trail. Miss O'Donnell, your noble fight for principles is just beginning, and the Delaware primary was like polishing the helmet before going to war. Already, the country has watched you single-handedly take on your own Republican Party and go solo, which was a stroke of genius. You have taught us that when others won't play with you, sometimes you have to play with yourself. And you're willing to make the sacrifice because, as a former dabbler in witchcraft, you can understand the importance of sacrifice when you killed the goat or choked the chicken. The courage it took for you to take matters matters into your own hands will pay off someday when your work here on Earth is done and you go to heaven and shake hands with Abe Lincoln. And it's that courage that stimulates us to throw away the handy shower massager and pick up a Christine O'Donnell campaign button. We'll be more irritable and highly bored, but heck, that's the cost of being a lust-free, true American.
It's funny, but, you know, this...
How many sexual innuendos can you fit into in six paragraphs?
You know, I don't like the way this gal just makes lightly of the whole following the Constitution thing.
Well, what do you mean? Clearly she's not going to follow the Constitution. She's absolutely right about that. Wait, you mean the article writer or Christine O'Donnell?
The article writer makes light of the idea of following the Constitution.
Why not? It's a joke, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, do you think any of these people are going to follow the Constitution?
I think that if somebody says they're going to follow the Constitution, they're going to try harder than a person who doesn't
That's
want to address
poppycock.
It.
Right.
What have you been living under a rock recently, Mark? These Republicans always say crap like that. Democrats say those things. People constantly
Obama's
say
Obama's a constitutional scholar, Mark.
Right.
I'd rather have this gal than the competition.
Are you kidding me? You don't know. What do you know about her?
Everything I've heard, you know, makes me connect with the lady.
Oh, because you also had issues with self-pleasuring in the past?
And
you feel connected with her?
Perhaps she's been looking around. She's experimenting with life. I get it.
Is this tongue-in-cheek, Mark? Is this a joke?
I think she's interesting as a candidate.
She spoke out against people masturbating and said you should not
15 years ago?
Yeah, it's not
I
fair.
Think it's another example of the kind of whack jobs that are attracted to power that want to go in and control the lives of others. I mean, it's just another example of that.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was absolutely brilliant writing.
Pretty funny.
And thought it deserved to be shared. So 800-259-9231. We'll get more serious coming up here in hour number two because Jet Lacy, who's one of the guys over at Freedom's Phoenix, has had a situation at his house recently wherein the police came in with an armed raid looking for his roommate. Now, Jet lives with his wife, I believe. I think it's his wife. Anyway, he lives with his lady friend and also a roommate. Now, the reason they were after the roommate wasn't because he was an alleged drug dealer. It wasn't because he was a wanted terrorist. It has to do with child support. And we'll explain here. The police raids just continue to expand. What justifies this action on the part of the police? We'll get the story here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And hopefully they won't be doing police raids for people touching themselves in the future. But depending on who you elect, that could be a possibility. 800-259-9231.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.